Hello.
Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And well, to continue with the survey, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
Very likely.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, and affiliated. Thank you. What is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African American, Black, or Asian, Asian American?
White.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, or 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you.
I'm voting for Harris.
Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they going off on the wrong track?
They're going in the right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in city government, traffic and congestion, affordable housing, growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, or property insurance costs?
Traffic congestion.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Eileen Higgins.
No opinion.
Thank you. Joe Carollo.
Negative opinion.
Okay, would you say then it would be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Miguel Gavela.
No opinion.
Thank you. Damian Pardo.
No opinion.
Thank you. Daniela Levin Cava.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And Francis Suarez.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Manolo Reyes.
No opinion.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
No opinion.
Christine Keen.
No opinion.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris in the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner, and the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for City Commissioner, and require continuous residency in the City of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you. The second referendum is called Partial Convenience for Revis Development at 1111 Pirate Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving, binding, and requiring, returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely.
Thank you. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive binding, and authorize at no cost to city, $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No, definitely.
Thank you. The remainder of this survey on this referendum will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. You will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Reducing the overall amount of development. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay. Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Allowing office space to be included.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, allowing office space to be included.
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat approve or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Allowing previously approved timeshares, residences to be condominiums. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. All at no cost to the city or taxpayer. Strongly approve, somewhat approve.
Strongly
thank you. The next one is a $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. You will now be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal would update an already voted approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shop and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal would allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurant and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The updated proposal would result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
No against.
Thank you. And regardless of your opinion, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
About what?
About what you just heard.
Oh. Expanding access to the waterfront.
Thank you. You will have to give us some statements. Sorry?
How are we doing? I'm running out of time.
Maybe around just 5 minutes more. I'll try to do it as quick as I can.
Yeah, okay. I don't have 5 minutes.
Hang up.
Just next one is all I can do.
Hang up.
Okay. So you will now be given some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First one is, adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. Is this for you very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. This
proposal. That's how I feel. That's how I feel about all of these proposals. Not convincing. And thank you for your help. I gotta go.
Okay, I do understand. Thank you very much for answering. Have a good time.